This is a guide to the Celestial Orchestra. I'm going to show you how the music that we pick up from space is put together from different elements, actually instruments of the orchestra. We're going to concentrate on putting together the tune generated by one particular planetary nebula, a dying star called the Eskimo Nebula. Here's what the signals from the Eskimo Nebula sound like. The instruments in the Celestial Orchestra are the different chemical elements. Let's start with oxygen. It turns out that oxygen dominates the sound from this particular planetary nebula. Note the characteristic wavering or wobbling sound due to oxygen. Now listen out for it in the entire spectrum. Hear that oxygen wobble? Well, there's clearly more going on as well. Let's add a bit of hydrogen. Here's what hydrogen sounds like all by itself. I'll now add some oxygen, then some hydrogen, and then compare it to the real spectrum. Q, oxygen. Q, hydrogen. And here's the real spectrum. Okay, so we're getting there, but there's clearly a bit more to this planetary nebula than just hydrogen and oxygen. We need a few more high-pitched sounds. In this case, helium and carbon. Let's add them all up and see if we can get a realistic spectrum of this planetary nebula. We'll start off with hydrogen. Add oxygen. Bit of helium. Finally, some carbon. And we're now pretty close to the real sound of this nebula. So we're now pretty close. To get it perfect, you have to do two things. First of all, there are a few other elements, such as neon, you have to add. Secondly, you have to adjust the relative strengths of the different instruments. And then you'd have the perfect sound, perfect signal coming from this particular planetary nebula. And by working out all the different components, as we have done, that make it up, we can tell what this thing is made out of.